Page 201, while stage 1 of the OPP may sound fairly straightforward, an important cultural issue rises immediately: who determines which occupations can be considered for enabling? From a Western perspective, we often believe that commitment to client-centered practice answers this question, that is, the client alone, or in a decision-making group such as the family or community, in consultation with the occupational therapist, determines which occupation will be pursued. Yet, in any context, the dominant social groups tend to place, explicitly or implicitly, some occupations off-limits. For example, when the authors received their interlevel education, it was not uncommon for occupational therapists to work toward the goal of returning women who had been hospitalized for depression to their role as full-time homemakers. For many such women, the repetitive, isolating, and menial activities involved, unrelieved by any forms of intellectual stimulation, may have actually contributed to the depressive illness. However, homemaking was seen as the desirable occupation for married women. Dreams of other occupations were actively or passively discouraged. The overarching issue is this: do we work to aid people to fulfill their occupational goals?